So my Dutch blood got a bit of a rise this week. Didn't know I was Dutch, right? Hmm? Listen.
Het samenvallen van deze twee bijzondere gebeurtenissen is voor mij de aanleiding geweest te besluiten dit jaar uit mijn ambt terug te treden.
Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands announced her abdication after 33 years on the throne, giving the crown to her handsome son, Prince, now King, Willem-Alexander. In a pageant of spectacle, or is it a spectacle of pageantry, it was an overdose of saccharine adulation and hominess that we really don't see that often in royals. Oh, how these Dutch citizens, speaking on Euronews here, love their perky queen and now king.
I've come to know her as my queen. I've always been quite proud of our royal family. It's a bit weird. She's my queen and things will be different, but I don't know how. I hope she gets to enjoy herself a bit.
Let's get real. Beatrix was beloved. Her son, beloved. His three daughters, beloved. The whole House of Orange, in fact, is a modern story of wholesomeness and public service and scandal-free life that is a little hard to take if you are used to the Windsors.
Well, anything good I ever did, nobody ever said a thing, never said well done or was it okay. But if I tripped up, which invariably I did, because I was new at the game, a ton of bricks came down on me.
How did you cope with that?
Well, obviously there are lots of tears.
Speculation, feeding on every other kind of speculation, that it all becomes bigger and bigger. I mean, there is no truth in so much of this.
Yes, the Windsors, chased by paparazzi, wandering around shirtless. British royaldom is perky with an edge. Could the Brits even tolerate the House of Orange? The scandal-soaked Brits hold giant coronations or royal weddings and line the streets in denial over their imperfect monarchs, while the Dutch just do a simple handover, and there are crowds of weeping, tulip-faced Nederlanders on the streets to watch these perfect royals wave. But what goes on behind the scenes between these royals, Beatrix and the new king? Come on.
Tyrion will do as he's bid. As will you.
What do you mean?
You'll marry Sir Loras.
I will not.
The boy is heir to Highgarden. Tyrion will secure the north. You will secure the reach.
No, I won't do it.
Yes, you will. You're still fertile. You need to marry again and breed.
I am Queen Regent, not some broodmare.
You're my daughter! You will do as I command, and you will marry Loras Tyrell.
Game of Thrones on HBO gets at what we are all thinking about the kings and queens of old Europe. Full of loathing, jealousy, breeding with each other.
And put an end to the disgusting rumors about you, once and for all.
Father, don't make me do it again, please.
Not another word.
Hating each other.
You're a terrible baby, do you know that? Bawling all the time, never sleeping. And one night you just wouldn't shut up, screaming like a dying pig. I walked over to your crib, I looked down at you. I wanted to strangle you.
Het lijkt me een goed moment om deze stap, die ik al enige jaren overweeg, nu daadwerkelijk te nemen.
So look carefully into the eyes of abdicating Beatrix. Is there a hint in her earnest smile? Something's not quite right. She was forced out. Huh? I figured it out. Willem-Alexander wants the crown for himself. And he's going after Sweden and Norway, right? And now for some royals reality there in the Netherlands. Joining us now is Charles Groenhuizen, U.S. correspondent for Dutch media in Washington, D.C. Charles, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Why is your royal family so beloved?
There are a number of reasons. But first of all, they have not always been so popular. One little correction. The royal family of the Netherlands is not, I repeat, is not scandal-free. No, we didn't have the Camilla-type stuff and everything in Charles, but we did have huge scandals, particularly in the 70s. Shortly before Beatrix became queen, we had a huge Lockheed scandal where Prince Bernhard, the husband of the former Queen Juliana, it turned out he was bribed by Lockheed, and he overstepped his boundaries by a mile. And we came really close to a constitutional crisis. So when Beatrix started as a queen in 1980, you have to realize at that point in time, the monarchy was not as popular as it is now. It was vulnerable. And what Beatrix basically did, and that's her biggest accomplishment, made the monarchy relevant again, popular again, and made it simply survive.
But the Beatrix period is AAA, is like stellar.
Yeah.
I mean, no taint.
She's a control freak. And you can explain her being a control freak, and I'm not meaning this in any unfriendly way, goes back to this history. And if you go even further back in history, there are some, you know, wild genes floating around in this family. If you go back to the 19th century, early 20th century, I mean, illegitimate children all over the place. Auto scandals. So, I mean,
those were the days, huh?
It's not a scandal-free family. And Beatrix realized very well when she became queen in 1980 that she had to keep tight control over the monarchy, over her apparatus, her bureaucracy, in order to prevent more scandals. And she has been very successful in doing this. And yes, Beatrix is popular. Yes, Willem-Alexander is popular. And we love Princess, now Queen Maxima. She's our Kate Middleton.
Right, but Argentinian, former banker. I mean, there could be some bribes in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, and has been quite some fuss about her father, who was a cabinet member in the Videla regime way back in Argentina. And some people questioned whether he knew about all the, you know, human rights violations back then. And he says, no, I didn't. Well, of course, there's been quite some uproar in Dutch politics about this, whether he speaks the truth. He was not at the swearing-in ceremony yesterday. He was not at the wedding 10 years ago. So that's painful for the family. So, yes, there is some, it's not a scandal in the family of Orange, our royal family. But, yes, there is some, you know, fuss going on every now and then, of course. Not as much as in the UK, though, I'm sorry.
And these kids who are coming up, Willem and Maxima's daughters and children, any wild genes in there? Any evidence?
We don't know yet. They're young. I think the oldest one is 9 or just 10.
Right.
So we'll find out in the next 5 or 6 years, maybe. Mostly the wild part is on the male part, not the female part, though. So, I mean, let's see what happens.
So it's a king.
Yeah, so far, I mean, but Alexander has some rebel, you know, genes in him as well. He doesn't talk about it openly because but we know that, you know, when he brought home girlfriends, every single time his mom said no. And there are some rumors floating around that even about Maxima, and again, we love her now, even about Maxima, Beatrix was quite critical, maybe because she's not a royal. Could be. Rumors have it that Alexander at that point said, this is enough, I'll marry her no matter what. If you don't like it, I quit. But I'm not sure whether that is true.
Queen Beatrix was not amused. No, not at all. Can you confirm one rumor for me? I heard it on the BBC that Willem-Alexander apparently refers to his children as AAA, like the AAA rating of the Netherlands.
Large shoes to fill. You have to realize, I mean, a new generation is growing up, which is, you know, which applies to all the monarchies in Europe, and they're close to 10 still. You have to realize, I mean, it's not that outdated. AAA, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a huge task for him, particularly since, you know, the generation that knows about the Second World War, and our royal family was very popular after the war. Mm-hmm. Wilhelmina, Juliana, I mean, that generation is fading out.
All right, and Charles, Charles Gunhuizen, who's a U.S. correspondent for Dutch media, all those royals in Europe could make an HBO series, don't you think? Thanks.